It's 7:30 on a Wednesday morning at the busiest intersection in Orange County, and veteran school crossing guard Chris Conrad is trying to get a first grader and her dad safely across six lanes of rush hour traffic.
Chris Conrad, I'm age 42. I've been in Orlando for all my life, and I've been the crossing guard for the last 16 years.
He's been working this intersection of John Young Parkway and Oak Ridge Road for 13 of those years.
We are here at this intersection from 7:30 to 9:45 in the morning, and then in the afternoons, 2:45 to 4:45.
Conrad says he crosses about 90 kids in the morning and then about 200 in the afternoon, all of them headed to and from Sadler Elementary and West Ridge Middle Schools. It's pretty dangerous work for $15.53 an hour. According to data from the Orange County Traffic Engineering Division, more than 88,000 vehicles pour through this intersection every day, making it the busiest in the county. The biggest problems, Conrad says, are distracted and impatient drivers.
If the drivers would listen to what we'd say, you know, when we put our sign out and blow our whistle and we say, stop, we need to cross these kids. If they would do that, everything would be perfect. But some don't listen. Constantly on the phone. The cell phone is the biggest issue. They can sit there and they can play on their phones, and I blow the whistle and stop, and then they say, oh, it's time to go. No, you got to stop. They cuss me out.
One of Conrad's fellow guards at the intersection, Linda McBride, says she's had to dodge drivers who blow right through the crosswalk while she's trying to cross kids.
We put our stop sign out to stop them from turning because we have a pedestrian crossing and they go around us.
And what do you do when that happens? That sounds very dangerous.
Nothing we can do. Say a few words, but there's nothing we can do about it.
No words you could say on radio, right?
No, not at all. Few choice words, but that's it. And I don't like to use those words.
McBride and Conrad are two of the 310 guards managed by Bertus Negron of the Orange County Sheriff's Office. She's been coordinator of the department's school crossing guard program for more than 20 years. She calls the guards who work the 474 school crossings in the county guardian angels.
Many people have called them that way, guardian angels, but they are. Many have even put themselves at risk to save a child. There's been near misses, you know, when a kid tries to step out, the guard will pull them back, and just in enough time to not get that foot run over. But, you know, this happens on a daily basis because people are not paying attention. And what I would say to drivers is pay attention. You know, I just ask you from 7 to 9, 10 o'clock, slow down. I know it's the busiest time of traffic. You're getting to work. Then get up a little earlier and, you know, try to get there in a safe manner to your job, the same way our kids want to get to school safely and our guards want to go home safely.
Reporting for 90.7 WMFE, I'm Rick Brunson with the University of Central Florida's Nicholson School of Communication and Media.